his blog and Twitter page to come and join him in Melbourne at Cutler & Co, a local restaurant. It was here that, unbeknown to the audience, he recruited for the Saba campaign. Due to his profile and size of his fan base, Cutler & Co was jam-packed with fashionistas and wannabes keen to meet Schumann, so no doubt this was a tricky task. The results, a unique fashion campaign featuring real people, although styled by Saba and Schumann, being promoted this week at Duckboard Place in the city and through the Saba stores around Australia. A unique, engaging process which has already helped promote Saba extensively around the world due to the diverse fan base of the Sartorialist. The second case study I'm focusing on, some of you have probably heard of, Threadless. The beauty of this style of user-generated content is the community aspect to the business. By becoming a member of Threadless, your voice gets heard. Something you like gets printed and in turn support another member both financially as the winning design gets printed and the designer gets a design fee, as well as notoriety. There's also a Threadless spotted section where members can send in photos or videos of a Threadless tee being worn at events, in movies and in film clips, thus promoting the brand and designs further. Although some argue that the design industry feel that sites such as Threadless and an Australian version of the Milk Shop Gang are keeping graphic designers out of work, the reverse is in fact true. Many designers have received opportunities from having their designs featured on tees and allowing them to have a platform for promoting themselves. My third case study is a favourite as it's a great brand positioning tool and also engages some talented, interactive and local designers. For the 60th birthday celebration, Adidas has employed Virtue Australia to create a user-generated game where you compile your own virtual house party. You choose from a variety of costumes, musical genres, and then upload your own face to make an avatar. If you get a bunch of friends to join your house party, you may win a trip to the 60th birthday Adidas house party in LA. The style of virtual game has become quite popular of late. When Virgin Atlantic launched their premium economy ticket fares, they also had a game created where the user had to enter a quiz in order to win tickets. And the idea was, were you posh enough? Nissan also used a similar style when launching their new microcar, with a series of games from DJing in New York, becoming a stylist in Paris, etc., in order to win the new car. Where these games started, Adidas have picked up and run with the user-generated content angle more. In the other games, it was merely an interactive style, whereas this Adidas house party requires you to upload your own image, promote it to others, in order to pull together the best house party. ASOS is another case study. Forums can be a brand's worst nightmare, or in this case, a research and development dream. ASOS, which stands for As Seen on Screen, is a really, really successful fast fashion retailer online, but noticed how active their customers were online in the forum space. Their solution? Let's create our own for research to give customer feedback in real time and advertise around the forum to increase sales. Calling the ASOS forum ASOS Community, they are able to offer community news and relevant updates, job opportunities, and pre-promotion on this site to engage the user more with their product. This style of forum has inspired locally as well. Sports Girl's new website encourages their consumers to speak up and talk about their product on their forum as well, good or bad. Now, forums are by no means new in the online world. However, it's quite groundbreaking for the fiercely protective and non-transparent world of the fashion industry. The beauty of this example is that ASOS have effectively created a world where they can monitor what their community is interested in, talking about and commenting on, and react quickly and in real time. For a fast fashion virtual retailer, this is the golden lottery ticket. You would think that this Levi's case study was invented by me due to the name, because they've called it I Spy Levi's. Unfortunately not. This mutual admiration society of the word I Spy extends to my admiration for their unique campaign on Twitter. If you get approached in the street and are asked to drop your pants, don't be offended. You're probably just part of the I Spy Levi's Twitter campaign. The concept is simple. Follow at I Spy Levi's on Twitter and piece together the clue